Circle blacklist freezes 12.6 meters of Zama confidential USDC. ZacXBT says on-chain investigator ZacXBT reported on May 30, 2026, that roughly $12.6 million of Zama confidential USDC, the RAP token traded as CUSDC, was frozen after a Circle blacklisting. The claim was relayed by Wu Blockchain and, as of this writing, rests on ZacXBT's own analysis rather than a Circle statement. ZacXBT framed the freeze as something Circle may have triggered, so treat the attribution as his reading of the on-chain trail until the issuer confirms it. The detail that makes this worth a closer look is the token type. CUSDC is not raw USDC. It is a confidential wrapper built on Zama's encryption stack, designed to hide balances and transfer amounts while still holding real USDC underneath. The report suggests that Privacy Layer did nothing to stop a freeze landing on the value inside. A freeze that reached wrapped tokens. Confidential token systems encrypt the ledger entries a user sees, but the dollars backing them still sit in ordinary USDC somewhere on chain. Zama's confidential assets, including CUSDC, CUSDT, and CETH, wrap an underlying balance rather than replacing it. If the address custodying that underlying USDC gets added to Circle's blacklist, the wrapped position on top becomes stuck. The encryption obscures who holds what, but it does not strip Circle's ability to act on the base asset. That is the uncomfortable takeaway from ZacXBT's report. A privacy wrapper changes what observers can see. It does not change who controls the collateral. For anyone who assumed confidential tokens, add censorship resistance on top of privacy. The $12.6 million figure is a direct counterexample. The mechanics behind a USDC freeze Circle controls USDC through a blacklist function written into the token contract. Once an address is added, that address can no longer send or receive USDC, and any balance it holds is effectively immobilized. The control sits with the issuer, not with whoever holds the private keys. Self-custody protects you from a custodian going insolvent or misusing your funds. It does not protect you from the issuer of the asset freezing the asset itself. Circle has consistently said it uses this power only when legally compelled. In response to earlier disputes, a spokesperson said the company freezes assets when legally required, consistent with the rule of law and with strong protections for user rights and privacy. The mechanism is public and documented. The argument is over how, when, and against whom it gets used. The compliance record behind the report. This is not an isolated flag. ZacXBT has spent much of 2026 building a case that Circle's freeze process is inconsistent. In late March, a sealed civil case in the Southern District of New York led Circle to freeze 16 unrelated business wallets at once, sweeping in exchanges, payment processors, and the CACATH Minter contract run by the Definity Foundation. Circle reversed at least one of those freezes after public pressure, per reporting from the block. Around the same window, ZacXBT alleged Circle was slow to act on far larger sums of clearly illicit funds, pointing to roughly $420 million in flows, he argued went unfrozen for hours during U.S. business days. The contrast he keeps drawing is the same one the CUSDC report fits into. Legitimate or low-risk balances get caught quickly, while obvious exploit proceeds sometimes move freely. The $12.6 million Zama freeze is the latest entry in that ledger. Stablecoin spenders inherit the freeze risk. For the people SpendNode writes for, this connects straight to how money gets spent. A large share of crypto cards settle in issuer-controlled stablecoins like USDC, which means the balance funding your next transaction sits behind the same blacklist function described above. A freeze on the wrong address does not just halt trading, it can halt spending. The defensive move is not a single product. Spending from your own wallet removes custodian counterparty risk, but it leaves issuer risk intact for any centralized stablecoin you hold. Holding part of a balance in assets without a central freeze switch, or spreading exposure across more than one issuer, is the only thing that actually addresses the specific risk on display here. When comparing options across the crypto card market, it is worth knowing which settlement asset sits underneath, because that asset, not the card brand, decides who can press pause.